This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government is working with the vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms. He said the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency and inclusive growth over the past 10 years. Talking about the importance of MSMEs in the economy, Mr. Modi said MSMEs play a transformative role in the economic growth of a country. Mr. Modi was addressing a post-budget webinar on the MSME sector. He highlighting the various measures taken to facilitate ease of doing business in the country. He said important steps have been taken to promote manufacturing and exports in the budget. Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Protection Minister of Maharashtra Dhananjay Munde has tendered his resignation to Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. Talking to reporters of Vidhan Bhavan, Mr. Fadnavis informed that he has accepted Mr. Munde's resignation and has sent it to the Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan for further proceedings. The Bombay High Court today granted a stay on the order of a special PMLA court directing the Maharashtra Anti-Corruption Bureau to file an FIR against former Securities and Exchange Board of India chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch and other SEBI and Bombay Stock Exchange officials in connection with a listing fraud case. The High Court prima facie observed that the special court's order was passed mechanically without going into the details of attributing any role to Butch and others. An FIR has been registered against Maharashtra Samajwadi Party chief and MLA Abu Azmi over his alleged remarks defending Mughal ruler Aurangzeb. His statement has sparked widespread controversy, drawing sharp criticism from political leaders across the spectrum. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that unconventional threats like hybrid warfare, cyber and space-based obstacles are posing challenges to the security apparatus. Speaking at the seminar on advanced technologies for internal security in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said regions and areas affected by insurgencies, left-wing extremism and terrorism have their own distinct issues. He stressed focusing on specific areas to come up with better solutions to the challenges. Union Minister of Panchayati Raj Rajiv Ranjan Singh, alias Lalan Singh, has highlighted that nearly 1.4 million women across the country are associated with Panchayati Raj institutions. He made these remarks while addressing the inaugural event of Sashakt Panchayat Netri Abhiyan at the National Conference for Elected Women Representatives in New Delhi today. India has strongly rejected comments made by UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk in his global update at the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Speaking at the UN, India's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, Mr. Arindam Bakshi, called the remarks unfounded and baseless, saying that they did not reflect the reality on the ground. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland today. India and the UK share a comprehensive strategic partnership and the bilateral relations have strengthened across diverse areas including defence, security, trade, economy, health, education and people-to-people ties. During the visit to the UK, Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold discussions with Foreign Secretary David Lammy and meet with other key dignitaries to further deepen cooperation. Arunachal Pradesh's Women and Child Development Minister Dasangla Pul has said that the implementation of the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme in Arunachal Pradesh has led to an improvement in the sex ratio, with 14 out of 25 districts recording over 900 females per 1,000 males in 2023-24. The minister said this while addressing a Beti Janmotsav event to mark the 10th anniversary of the scheme at Roing yesterday. Pul informed that five districts, Shiyomi, East Kameng, Kamble, Upper Siang and Tawang, have recorded sex ratios above 1,000 in 2023-24. The minister also noted a significant decline in the dropout rate among girls at the secondary and higher secondary levels in 2021-22. The 16th annual workshop of the All India Coordinated Research Project on Ergonomics and Safety in Agriculture and Allied Sector commenced at the Nazarist's Silver Jubilee Hall at Nirjuli, Arunachal Pradesh today. Minister for Agriculture, Gabriel D. Wangsu, while inaugurating the event, emphasized the critical need for improved safety standards in Arunachal Pradesh's agricultural sector. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.